Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray-Wood, Appointment Booking Automation, How Your CRM Fills Your Calendar Automatically.
And if you run a service business, trades, healthcare, professional services, this one is going to feel very familiar.
Because the problem Brett is describing isn't really about technology, it's about friction. Missed calls, slow follow-ups, staff juggling three different systems, prospects who couldn't find a slot and just gave up.
That last one is the killer. You spent money getting someone to your website and they couldn't book. They just left.
Exactly. And Brett's argument is that the fix isn't adding more tools. It's having one platform that acts as the source of truth. Not just storing contacts, but actively working to fill your calendar.
What does source of truth actually mean in practice?
It means every touchpoint, calls, emails, chat, SMS, flows into one database. When a bot answers an inbound call, it already knows if that person has an outstanding quote, what they've previously booked, even their lead score. It's not starting from scratch every time.
And that context is what lets the system respond intelligently, rather than just following a rigid script.
Right. The article breaks it down into a few specific components. AI voice bots handle inbound calls and outbound confirmation calls. Conversation bots on your website, SMS, or messaging apps qualify the lead and present available booking slots. Sales bots escalate high-value conversations to a human when that's the right call.
I want to stop on that escalation piece. A lot of business owners worry that automating this loses the human touch at exactly the wrong moment.
Brett addresses that directly. The handoff happens with full context. The human rep gets everything the bot gathered. They're not starting over.
That's the difference. Augmenting what the team does, rather than replacing the bit that actually matters.
There's also a database reactivation component. Bots that go back through old leads and inactive customers run timed campaigns and reopen conversations. And reputation bots that send review requests after every appointment, which improves local search visibility and drives more inbound bookings.
So the calendar fills itself, and then the reviews make it fill faster next month.
That's exactly it. The article walks through a worked example. Someone clicks a Facebook ad for a free consultation, a conversation bot asks a few qualifying questions, checks availability across the whole team, and presents three time slots that match the prospect's preferences and the business's internal routing rules, like assigning to the nearest franchise or the most experienced rep.
And the prospect just picks one?
Picks a slot, gets confirmation by email and SMS, including an intake form. 24 hours before the appointment, an AI voice bot calls with a reminder. There's an SMS 30 minutes out. After the meeting, a reputation bot sends a review request and updates the contact record with outcome data.
And no one on your team had to touch any of that?
Not a single person.
How long does it take to get this running? Because if it's a six-month project, most business owners are going to check out.
The article is specific. Weeks, not months. There are pre-built templates by industry, ready-to-use bots, guided onboarding, and because everything lives in one platform, ongoing maintenance is handled by in-house teams, no external consultants needed.
That's a meaningful cost point. It's not just the subscription price.
Brett mentions that directly. Reduced staffing needs, fewer no-shows, higher conversion rates, better retention. The total cost goes down across the board.
What about measuring whether it's actually working?
The article gives you a clear set of metrics. New appointments booked per source, show rate versus no-show rate, time to book, lead to appointment conversion, revenue per scheduled appointment, and lifetime value for booked customers. The dashboards pull all of that together so you can iterate on what's working and adjust.
That's the bit I think gets underestimated. Not just automating the booking, but finally having clean data to make better decisions.
And the industries Brett covers, healthcare, home services, franchises, professional firms, retail and hospitality, they all rely on the same core capability, one accurate data store enabling consistent, automated action.
All right. If you had to tell a business owner one thing to do this week, what would it be?
Pick your most common appointment type and ask yourself how many steps in that booking process still require someone on your team to manually do something. That's your starting point.
Mine would be get your CRM actually connected to your calendar. If those two things are separate right now, you don't have a booking system. You have a note-taking system.
Well put. The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want to see how this would work in your specific business, there's a free AI audit you can book there.
Worth doing.
Thanks for listening.